This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1035. Do I know you? How to navigate this embarrassing situation in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Have you ever run into someone that recognizes you, but you have no idea who they are and how you know them? Today, we'll go deep into this scenario and give you the phrases to get out of the awkwardness and into connection.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, going pretty well. How about you?
Good, good. We are in mid-October. What a nice time of year.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love October. It's my favorite month because the foliage starts. I'm definitely going to go up to Vermont and enjoy the leaves, no doubt.
That's nice. Do you jump in piles of leaves? I could see that.
If I had a yard big enough to do that, I would.
I could definitely see you playing in the leaves. Yeah. I remember as a kid jumping in like these huge piles of leaves, right? Like my parents would like, you know, you like rake them up and then just to hear the crunch. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Fall is fun.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so what are we getting into today, Michelle?
So I have a question. Yeah. I always start out with a question. Okay. Have you ever had someone start talking to you and you can't remember who they are?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this, I can't think of an exact situation, but oh man, you know what? This has happened to me a few times and I'm really bad at kind of playing it cool. Like I have to get better at it.
I think that everybody is not so great in these situations. Like, how do you feel in that situation?
I feel really awkward, and it gets more and more awkward the longer you talk, and you know, as it's not coming to you, the recognition is not coming to you, it gets more and more awkward.
Oh my gosh, I know. It is so awkward. And I mean, it doesn't happen to me frequently or anything like that, but it's just one of those situations where it's really hard to navigate. Oh gosh, what do I do? And you know, yeah. But we're going to clear that up for our listeners today as best we can, because this is a tough skill, even with, you know, with native speakers. This is not something that I think everyone knows how to do gracefully, don't you think?
Definitely not. This is something native speakers are also still working on. But guys, before we jump into this, I want to remind you, if you guys are taking the IELTS exam this year, go on over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. That is the place to get your tips and tricks. We will teach you guys how to get your 7 over there. So go sign up right away. So cool. So cool.
Good. Go ahead. Do that. Yeah. So Lindsay, this reminds me, this is kind of a follow-up. We did an episode. Oh, I don't know why I don't have the episode number.
Yeah.
But it was about if you meet someone and you're talking to them for a while and you realize that you both know each other.
Yeah.
Wait, can we get that episode number?
I'm actually looking for it now.
I have the link.
Let's keep talking and it'll come up. So we'll put the link in the blog, guys, but we will get you the episode number very soon. We'll come back to it. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So that was about like you both realize. It's episode 1011.
Okay, perfect. 1011. So if you guys are listening in the blog, remember you can go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses
and type 10, it's 1011 into that search bar. That is right there in the app. So cool.
Very cool. So yeah, that was more about like you both don't know each other. And then at one moment you realize that you do know each other. This is more about that really awkward situation when the person knows you and they're talking to you like they know you and you don't know them. So this can happen, right? This can happen with people like, if you meet someone from like an old job that you haven't seen in a long time that you don't remember, maybe they were someone who came by every once in a while. Like I'm thinking like a salesman who came to your office frequently. So you like, you knew them, you know, or networking events or I don't know, any other scenarios you can think of.
Oh, definitely friends of friends. In my case, this has happened recently this fall and I feel so bad because I'm a little bit bad at remembering that I've met someone before. Yeah, and I'm the one who is, you know, the one who doesn't remember. And it's horrible because my closer friends, they get upset with me because they've introduced me to their friends, but I don't remember meeting them. And it embarrasses them when I go and I say, hey, I'm Lindsay. Nice to meet you. And then that person knows that they've met me twice before.
I know. I think that we've all been there, Lindsay. Like, I mean, I've definitely been on each end of this, you know, where I'm talking to someone and they're like, how do you know? You can tell that they're like, I don't remember you. But also I've been on the opposite end where I'm the one who doesn't remember. And I think, you know, we just have to remember that it's a natural part of life and that it happens and not to be too hard on ourselves.
Yeah, I would say that's probably the way to go. So what can we do then? I mean, what can our listeners do? This is a connection skill in English. So we're going to give you guys the tools in English to do this. But what can we do, Michelle?
Yeah, so we have a little bit of a three-step process that you can keep in mind. And of course, you know, this is a really... It can be a sticky situation, but we're going to go through it and give you guys some ways to kind of navigate, maybe get out of it a little bit. So what's the first thing that you should do?
Okay, well, to be honest, be honest, and sometimes just being honest is so like comforting because you can just come clean, you know what I mean? Just speak your truth.
Right. I think that it kind of keep you out of getting into more trouble.
Yes.
Because if you are acting like, oh, I know you, and then, you know, they bring up something and you don't know what they're talking about, then it's more awkward, right? As when you let it go on longer, that's just my opinion. I mean, I think that a lot of people try to avoid this, but I think that that's the best way to do it. Don't you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, for me, I get an immediate like physical relaxation in my body when I can be honest about something and I can share it and just like I just relax immediately and then I can connect. Right. But the thing is, guys, if you are like kind of pretending to know them and you don't, then you might not be able to really connect because you're so worried in your mind that, oh, someone's going to come over. You're going to have to introduce them now.
True.
You don't remember their name, all this stuff. It's just it hinders connection. And we are always going for connection.
That's true. So if you want to be honest, so what's something that you could say, Lindsay?
All right, you could say something like, I'm sorry, remind me how we know each other.
Okay, yeah, you could say that. Or you could say like, you can even kind of make fun of it, like, sorry, I'm having a weird moment. How do we know each other?
Yeah, or you could say, are you a blank friend of my mom's career teacher?
Are you a friend of my mom's? Are you a, right, you know? Asking, you're kind of like guessing how you know
you're
the person.
You're trying to figure out which bucket of your life do they belong in.
right.
I
actually had an interesting situation. I'll share a story. I was in the bathroom at a restaurant and when somebody knocked on the door and to see if the bathroom was free. And when I walked out of the bathroom, this person looked at me and she was like, oh my God. And I said, and I looked at her and she said, is your name Michelle? And I said, yeah. And she goes, oh my God. And I looked at her and I knew because, I knew that my mom had a friend. This is in a random, town in New Jersey. And I knew she had a friend that she was seeing in a couple of weeks that she hadn't seen since high school. And so I said, I looked at her and I said, are you my mom's friend? And she said yes, and she recognized me from pictures.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. So that was where, so you didn't, but you had you met her before? Or you,
no, it was no, just okay. The way that, like, I was thinking, like, how I knew that was, I don't know, I was racking my brain and, like, I just said, and, you know, so that's a little bit of a different situation because she knew that I wouldn't know her. So I guess, yeah. You know, this last one, are you this person, like, guessing? You might want to mm-hmm. first say, like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't remember. Are you, you know, if you have an idea, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Interesting. That's so weird when someone recognizes you and you don't know them, and it's weird, awkward.
Yeah, that was crazy. so what's the second thing you could do, Lindsay?
So we could say, so if you don't know their name and if they haven't said it yet, you could say something like, oh, remind me your name. I say this a lot. I rarely remember names on the first time. It's horrible.
Oh, yeah. I think we've done episodes about this, how to remember names. Have. Yeah.
Actually, yeah. If you guys come, if you're using the app, again, the app is the place to be if you're going to want to search for episodes or topics for episodes. But if you type in name inside the app search bar, you'll find episode 968, and you'll find episode 717 and 277 have all talked about remembering names, talking about names. Guys, make sure you get the app. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Right now it's available for iOS, and go and grab that.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Right. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. So yeah, you could say, oh, remind me your name. Or another thing you could say is, I'm sorry. I know your face, but your name has slipped from my mind. Or your name slipped, or your name has slipped, something like that.
Yeah, it's hard because these are all great phrases, but in the end, you still forgot their name. And so there's kind of no way to hide from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it all goes back to that being honest, but I think that that's important, right?
Yeah. Honesty is the best policy. And then the last one would be, what's your name again? This one might be a little bit more abrasive. So obviously.
Yeah, I think more, I like the remind me your name. That sounds like a sweeter one. But if you have to have a phrase and something comes out, you could always. We say like, oh, I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Yeah, exactly.
Like that, you know, like with this kind of apologetic tone, you know, adding an I'm sorry, what's your, you know.
Yeah, if the phrase is abrasive, you have to add a little something more to it. Yes. Like body language, smiling, you know.
Tone, yeah, something like
whatever
that.
Whatever it is.
And then the third thing is, you know, you acknowledge the relationship. And ask how they are to keep the connection and make it less awkward. So this is what happens like when you have already discovered who they are. So like then how do you move on from there, right? So what's something you could say, Lindsay?
Yeah, so you could say, oh, of course, I'm sorry, how is everything?
Okay. Right.
So are we not, in this case, are we not figuring out who they are?
No. We got it. We got it.
We know who they are. Okay.
We know who they are now. And now we're just trying to, you know, like keep it, like we're kind of trying to get past that awkwardness and, you know, it's like, it's like, oh, well, of course, I don't know what's, you know, silly me, you know?
Yeah. We don't want to get stuck in an awkward moment. We want to continue the conversation.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly. Don't let that awkward moment then just like completely spoil the connection. That's not good.
Agreed.
Or you could also say like, oh, that's right. And then how is everything going with? And then, you know, show them that you do know who they are. I mean, if you still don't know, then we, you know, that's a whole other episode, I guess. But I don't know what to tell you.
Losing your mind, right?
Hopefully at this point, you know who they are. And then how is everything going with your, with, I don't know, your piano playing or something like that.
Yeah, because usually it's a little bit easier to remember the person than it is to remember their name. Like usually the hardest part is the name. It's like, but then once you, you know, remember where you met them, you could remember the conversation you had, something about them. Like, yeah, they play the piano or they play soccer or they're a lawyer or whatever it is. You can pull that into the conversation. Yeah.
Right, right. Exactly. Exactly. So guys, this is it. This is like a kind of a three-step process to keep things comfortable in this awkward situation. So step two and three can be like switched, because maybe you realize who they are and like maybe then you recognize them and they say, oh yeah, I'm your mom's friend. And you're like, great. Like, yes, I know you're my mom's friend. I still don't know your name. Right. So like, it kind of depends on the order in which things happen. So steps two and three might be switched. Right, Lindsay?
Okay. Yeah. And just so our listeners know, let's just review those steps again. Yes. So step one, Michelle, was what?
Be honest.
Okay. Yeah. Be honest. And we gave you the phrases for that, guys. Step two is to what?
Find out their name, basically, if they haven't said it.
Exactly. And step three is to acknowledge the relationship and ask how they are. Ask about, you know, something you know about them.
Right.
Yeah. Continue the conversation. Pull in something personal about them that hopefully you can remember.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. And guys, you know, of course, you know, what something to remember is there's no way to avoid completely avoid this awkward feeling, right? You're going to feel awkward. And I mean, it can be uncomfortable, right? Especially if you're the one who, when somebody doesn't recognize you and you're excited to talk to them, you might feel really awkward. You can't avoid this feeling. And, you know, just make the person feel that you care about this connection, that you're just kind of like having this crazy, like this silly moment in your mind that you just can't remember. And then, oh, of course, right?
Yeah, exactly. I love that we are focusing these days on episodes like this, scenarios like this that are very specific. And guys, go back to episode, what did we say? It was 1011. Was that it? On the other scenario where I talked about being at the conference and I ran into someone and we both didn't recognize each other until it came to a moment when at the same time we recognized each other, right? That's a slightly different scenario. Yeah.
Right. Cool. Exactly. So let's give this a try, and see how we'll do in this awkward situation. So in this situation, you and I run into each other in the grocery store, and let's just say one of us doesn't know who the other one is. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Oh my gosh, Lindsay. Oh, it is so funny that we're running into each other, especially today.
Oh, hi. Yes. That's too funny.
Oh, wow. So how's the podcast going?
Oh, it's great. Oh, I'm sorry. Remind me how we know each other.
Oh, I'm Ben's friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Remind me your name.
Michelle.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry. Yes, of course. Today is Ben's birthday. How's everything with you?
Okay.
Awkward.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So it is awkward. So, I mean, but I think that we got through it, right?
Yeah. No, we had the tools in that case. We had the tools. And, you know, if you guys have the phrases, you know what to do. You can get out of this for sure. Yeah. Let's go through it then, Michelle. So what did we use here? What did I say first?
So the first thing was, you know, at first you kind of took a second, just like, oh, that's too funny. So you didn't say right away, right? You did say, yeah, that's too funny. And then you kind of realized that you weren't going to get out of it. So you were honest.
Yeah.
You said, I'm sorry. Remind me how we know each other.
Yeah. So you have to address it quickly, right? You can't let it go on too long. Yeah. And then so you said, I'm Ben's friend. Maybe that's my brother. My brother's name is Ben. So.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah, that's funny. And I said, oh, remind me your name.
Right. Because I didn't say I'm Ben's friend, Michelle. Right. So you might still not know. Right. So I said Michelle. And then you said, oh, of course. I'm sorry. And then you cut to the part about that it's Ben's birthday. And then you said, how is everything with you? So you kept it going.
Yeah, got it. I love it. So this is a good example. I mean, guys, this situation is going to be awkward no matter what. But if you have these phrases, you can make it a little bit less awkward. It's a human situation, human nature.
Right.
Our minds aren't perfect. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think just showing like a little bit of humility, like showing that you're kind of embarrassed about it. You probably really are. But, you know, just like show that you're human, like Lindsay said, and you can kind of laugh about it. Like it's a silly situation. You don't know how you forgot. Right. But just make sure, I think, that you're extra friendly in this situation. So the person feels like you really care. Like you don't want to be like, oh, right. hi. Like, just you want to really support them after that, because they're probably feeling like, oh, really? You don't know who I am? And you don't want them to feel like that. You want to move past it and show, oh my gosh, I'm just busy. I had a lot going on. I don't know why. How could I have forgotten you? You know?
Yeah. And then that's where it becomes important to bridge into something, hopefully, that you remember about them, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, bridging into asking about their whatever it is, their latest camping trip, or, oh yeah, I remember you were going to go on a camping trip, right? How was that?
Right.
Something like that. Bridging into a real conversation. Get away from the awkwardness as quickly as possible.
Right. Definitely. I love it. Okay. Well, this has been fun. And guys, if you get into this awkward situation, just keep it cool and you can get out.
Keep it cool. Stay cool. Stay cool. All right, Michelle. Good topic. Thanks for blah, 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 blah. There goes my mouth. Thanks for preparing this episode.
Awesome. All right. No problem, Lindsay. Have a good one.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.